From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A double suicide bombing in central Baghdad on Monday morning killed at least 38 people. The rush hour attack struck at the city's Tehran Square on Monday morning, and the explosion also wounded at least 105 more. The area around the square is usually crowded with laborers seeking work. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but bore the hallmarks of the Islamic State group, which has claimed such attacks before. Russian minister, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday accused the U.S. of trying to rewrite the nuclear deal with Iran, saying Washington was trying to do business on ultimatums and dictatorships. Lavrov said what the U.S. was trying to do was rewrite the text of the agreement and include things that would be unacceptable to Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said that he was waiving for the last time sanctions the U.S. agreed to lift under the 2015 deal, and that Congress and European partners had 120 days to come up with ways to fix what he called a disastrously flawed agreement. A stricken Iranian tanker that sank in the East China Sea Sunday has produced a large oil slick. The Japan Coast Guard said oil had spread over an area 13 kilometers long and 11 kilometers wide, although it said the slick was shrinking as patrol boats battled to contain it. The Sanchi's crew of 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis are all believed to have perished in the incident, which marks the biggest tanker spill since 1991, when 260 tons of oil leaked off the Angolan coast. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas presided over a two-day meeting of Palestinian Central Council in Ramallah to respond to President Donald Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Palestinians demand that East Jerusalem be the capital of a future Palestinian state. They have refused to meet with Vice President Mike Pence when he visits the region next week. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies, said Mr. Abbas is expressing deep frustration with a peace process that's been stalled since 2014.
Whether it will result in any policy change is rather doubtful. There's certainly been no move to create an alternative international mediation group to replace the United States or to move the peace process forward.
Meanwhile, media reports indicate the Trump administration is preparing to cut at least some of the U.S. funding of the U.N. Relief and Works Agency. An announcement could come as early as Tuesday. Grace Lee reports that after North and South Korea met to work out details of an art troupe and women's hockey team for the 2018 Winter Olympics to be held in Pyeongchang, South Korea, eyes will be focused on Canada as leaders gather to discuss Pyongyang's weapon systems.
With foreign ministers from 20 different nations, including the U.S., looking for ways to cut off the North's weapons program. But one key player for any long-term solution won't be there, China.
This meeting will not help resolve tensions in the Korean Peninsula. It's strange that some relevant parties are using a Cold War approach. We are resolutely opposed to it.
The Vancouver meeting comes as border talks have set Korean tensions at relative ease, at least temporarily. The North and South may have another meeting to work out plans for the Olympics as soon as Wednesday.
That was reporter Grace Lee. Self-identified rogue helicopter pilot Oscar Perez appeared with a bloodied face in a series of Instagram videos Monday, saying he was surrounded by authorities who were shooting at him in a poor neighborhood outside Caracas. Perez, a former police pilot, is wanted for using a stolen helicopter to lob grenades and shoot at government buildings in June, as well as for breaking into a National Guard unit in December to steal weapons. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte personally made a decision to let China conduct scientific research off the Philippines' Pacific coast. This is despite concern among critics about threats to maritime sovereignty. Though China does not lay claim to the area, the lingering presence of its vessels for several months in late 2016 triggered concern about its intentions. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. From Studio 24 in the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.